It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Tuesday, the 30th of April. A man with a sword has been arrested in Hainault in northeast London following reported stabbings and attacks this morning. Five people have been taken to hospital. Officers were initially called to reports of a vehicle being driven into a house at around 7 a.m. Reporter Will Hobbs is at the scene.
I've spoken to some locals on arrival and people who are working in the area. There is concern over the severity of the injuries, but it is a scene of police containment and control. Police will say they'll keep us updated throughout the day, but all we know so far is that five people are in hospital, two police officers were injured, and a 36-year-old man has been arrested.
The Metropolitan Police says it's not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident, and it's not believed to be terror-related. The Health Secretary has told Times Radio the government wants to ensure that biological sex is respected in the health service as it proposes changes to the NHS constitution. The plans would mean trans hospital patients may be put in their own room if a fellow patient requests a single-sex ward. A consultation period is being launched, and Victoria Atkins has told us language also matters.
There will also be listeners who are worried about the fact that they see articles in the paper about, you know, chest feeding and language such as that. And we're also saying through this consultation that we don't need to eradicate women from our language in order to respect the rights of everyone, women as well as transgender people and men. We want language to be clear and to make sense to people.
But Labour says rights on paper are worthless unless they are delivered in practice. Jonathan Ashworth is the Shadow Paymaster General.
We have always argued that single-sex wards are important and that people have the right to request a single-sex ward. That has actually been in the NHS constitution for some time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always a reality, yes.
No, exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. You've absolutely hit the nail on the head. It's not remotely a reality. In fact, breaches of single-sex wards, I think, are something like 44,000.
The Home Office has admitted it can't find thousands of migrants it intends to deport to Rwanda. Rishi Sunak has promised the first flights will take off by July, but the department can't find 3,557 people. That's more than half of those earmarked for removal. Matt Dathan is the Home Affairs editor at The Times.
The Home Office are saying basically that it's not necessarily that they've lost and they're completely missing, they've responded already. It's just that they are not subject to reporting restrictions, so they don't immediately know where they are, and they couldn't turn up tomorrow and be confident that they would be in the hotel, the address they've given.
New post-Brexit border checks have come into effect today, with concerns they will lead to disruption and higher food prices. Physical inspections have been introduced at UK ports on animal products, plants and plant products coming from Europe. Tom Bradshaw, president of the National Farmers Union, has told us many questions remain.
We don't really know what's going to happen on the ground at the moment, and I think that's where there is some uncertainty, is just how many of those imports are going to be going through the control point, how many will be being checked, and will there be any delays? And I guess the proof will be in the evidence of how that works, and at the moment we just don't know how much of that's going to be impacted.
And you can hear more on all these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Crossroads.
Wires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.